Oh, this second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Here's a group with a great name, the Tennessee Mafia Jug Band. What a great name for a group.
There's a place just a little north of town where the hillbillies like to gather around. They come from near and far with fiddles and guitars and fill the air with good old country sounds. Old man Armistead's the one who tends the bar. He can dance and sing and picks a mean guitar. The atmosphere's like none I've ever found. Good times are had at Lester's Loaf and Lounge. Been the favorite spot of many people. Even Opry stars come through the door. Anyone who's anyone has been there. Find themselves coming back for more. If you're looking for a place to get away from this rat race we're living in today, I promise you you'll never be let down. Stop by Lester's Loaf and Lounge. At Lester's Loaf and Lounge, hillbilly fever is going round, round, round. Pretty women are always found at Lester's Loaf and Lounge.
At a star falling far from its home, I know it's hard to find your place in this world. Shine a little spark, leave a little mark on this world. Light up the dark, leave a little mark on this world. Your love, no regret. Giving more than you get, that's what love's for. Don't forget to let go. Shine a little spark, be a little mark on this world. Light up the dark, mark on this world. Sing it from the heart, really be a part of this world. Carve it on a rock, paint it on a page. Don't watch that clock, forget about the grave. There is no tomorrow, you own today. Stand up and give it away. Leave a little mark. Leave a little mark. leave a trace in this world. Light up the dark. Shine a little spark. Sing it from the heart. Leave a little mark. Pointing your finger at a star falling far from its home. I know it's hard to find your place.
just like Jesse James. Your thumbs in your belt, that ring below your face. And have I ever told you, you talk like Gabby Hayes. Your big feet in your mouth and your pockets full of cliches. You fell in love with some hustler on Sunset Boulevard. Will you take you to his castle? He could only talk in the dark. So you phoned me on your glass slipper, cause I live on the next floor. You said I'm a damn good lover, gonna be more, little boy. I said no. I said no. No, no, no. Like a washing machine, those tears in your eyes. You're trying to make your man feel mean. Have I ever told you, walk on a brand new style, long yellow legs, and that black leather jacket smile? Oh, I thought I was dying there near my early end, looking for a woman to be my friend, be my friend. Come on, save my life with both hands out behind your head. And you touch my soul, you raise me from this death. This is death. Jesse James, your thumbs in your belt, and that rainbow of your face. Oh,
you. All right. Here's your game.
Dana Cooper. Dana Cooper was at the Damon Barn this last summer. And this is an album about, this is an album of various live performances. Dana Cooper, Jesse James, we heard Laugh. We heard, I think it's Make Your Mark or Mark. And he is an amazing, he's Nashville. And he took Nashville for all the right reasons. And became a really, really good songwriter. One of those songwriters that challenges one. You know, there are a lot of songwriters that are format in Nashville and do the Nashville format thing. And he doesn't do that. Dana Cooper, pretty good stuff. And we also heard Dolly Parton's version of Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, Dylan's thing. She made a big deal about the fact she was a woman singing that as if she were the first one, which isn't true. Joan Baez did a wonderful recording with the Indigo Girls of it. The Indigo Girls themselves did a recording of it with Brandi Carlile, I believe. Dar Williams did a recording of it. So Dolly, by far, is not the first woman to have ever recorded this one, and her version is a little too cute. But we heard that. We also heard Lester's Loafer Lounge, and that was the Tennessee Mafia Jug Band. And that's what we heard so far in that set. We're going to play some Michael Jonathan now. Band jokes. All about the banjo. Michael Jonathan is kind of a protege of Don McLean and learned a lot based on Don McLean's material. And he has taken the banjo farther than McLean ever did. And that's what this is all about here. Michael Jonathan. Here we go.
Here's a song all about my deep devotion and love to the banjo. Yeah, there's a lot of jokes about the banjo. Silver strings are really fun to play. I learned a lot of jokes about the banjo. Try to memorize a new one every day. I admit that the banjo isn't sexy. It makes all the pretty girls run away. I learn a thing or two about the banjo. Like the finest birth control is when you play. Oh, the world is full of jokes about the banjo. Some so bad they leave you in dismay. There's millions of jokes about the banjo. Here's a few to brighten up your day. What's the best way to tune a banjo? Wire cutters. You know, most banjo players spend half their career tuning and the other half playing out of tune. Know the difference between a banjo and a fish? You can tune a fish. How do you know the stage is level, John? Banjo player drools out of both sides of his mouth. What's the difference between a banjo and a yugo? You can tune a yugo. I know, most of you are going, what's a yugo? All the banjo players are going, what's tuning? What's the definition of an optimist? That's a banjo player with a pager. What do you say to a banjo player in a three-piece suit? Will the defendant please rise? Hey, Howard.
Yes, Michael.
What's the difference between a banjo and a puppy? Eventually, the puppy stops whining. What's the definition of a gentleman? That's someone who knows how to play the banjo, but doesn't. What does a banjo and a lawsuit have in common? Everybody feels better when the case is closed. Get a banjo player's eyes to sparkle. You shine a flashlight in his ears. How do you make a banjo player slow down, John? Put sheet music in front of him. Hey, Howard.
Yes, Michael.
Why are there no banjos in the movie Star Wars? Because it's the future. And finally, my favorite banjo joke of all. What do you call a beautiful woman on the arms of a banjo player? A tattoo. of jokes about the banjo. Silver strings are really fun to play. There's millions of jokes about the banjo. I memorize a new one every day. I admit the banjo isn't sexy. It chases all those pretty girls away. But one thing that I've learned about the banjo, the finest birth control is when you play. Well, the world is full of jokes about the banjo. Some so bad they leave you in dismay. There's millions of jokes about the banjo. I hope you enjoyed a few today.
Jokes about the banjo. Jokes about the banjo. Michael Jonathan. And I have to admit it. There are times when we all gather around and tell banjo jokes. And, the banjo players themselves, of course, they've gotten to the point now where negative attention is like, it's way cool. It's like, yeah. And they tell them just like everybody else. It's all done in fun. And if banjo players get offended about banjo jokes, we just switch them to accordion players instead. It works. It all works. Well, just so you need to know, because I don't talk about this very much because I don't quite understand it, but Inland Folk is available on our archives situation. I think it's called Inland Folk Archives or On Air Archives or something. And when you go to the nwpr.org website, it's part of it. You have to go to Inland Folk and then go into the On Air Archives, I believe. And it's fairly complex. It's divided in such a way that it's divided into quarters for the year. The website couldn't handle the large files. So you have to think of it in a quarterly situation. So like January through March and then, April through whatever. You keep going like that, I believe. And that's how it's all set up all the way down to the website to 2006. And, who knows, they could change it. It's neat. It's neat because all those shows are there and all that music and all this kind of thing. But it isn't the easiest thing to get to. And part of it is to be able to accommodate both Mac users and Windows Media users and all that kind of thing because of the way the industry is set up. So it's there. And once you get it and once you understand how to get to it, it's pretty easy, but it's not exactly what I'd call the easiest thing to get to. But when you do get to it, it is amazing. And they're working on, whoever they are, they're working on trying to make it more accessible, and that's how it goes. So the earlier broadcasts from 2006 on, pretty much all of them, with the exception of some in 2007, there's about 3 or 4 months worth, and but they're all there, and it's pretty neat. So you want to check that out. Also, the playlists are available, too, nwpr.org. They get posted around Tuesday. And so if you want to check out, and you don't really want to go to the archives and check it out, but you just want to find out what was played and what label it's on, and then that can determine how you get it, should you wish, then at that point, those playlists are available as well. Alrighty? Okay. So that's what makes everything fairly copacetic. We hope then it'll all make itself work out. And again, I don't do it myself because I don't quite comprehend how it all works, but that's how it is. And sometimes I get asked to promote that by the station folks, and so I do. Alrighty. Okay. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. And we have to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back with lots more bluegrass. We'll be back with all kinds of things. I don't know just what we're coming back with, but you just hang on, because we are coming back, and we have half a show left to go, and that's pretty cool, okay? Hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on now.
It takes funding from a variety of sources to keep Northwest Public Radio on the air. Grants, financial contributions from listeners like you, and sponsorship from community partners, including Pullman Disposal and Schweitzer Engineering Laboratories. Learn more about our program sponsors and how you can join them. Just send an email to nwpr@wsu.edu.
Scattered afternoon showers today with a high in Pullman of 44, Lewiston 50. Rain likely tonight, sometimes mixed with snow with an inch possible for the Palouse. A low of 35 for Moscow, 40 in Clarkston tonight. Sunshine tomorrow, but with a chance of rain-snow mix in the morning.
Wings, I'd fly like a dove down to that river to the one I love. Farewell, my honey, farewell. Fastest man that I ever saw rolled to Missouri, straight to Arkansas. Farewell, my honey, farewell. Mighty river was mighty cold. It warms the body and it frees the soul. Farewell. your sunset eyes, her open palms, high-heeled shoes to tell me why she died so blue. Her eyes were warm at my heart's expense. She felt like roses from a picket fence. Her reputation was a veil of rouge. Well, tell me why she died so blue. Her love it burned till the stars broke through the dark, but no one returned to repair her broken heart. Her reputation was a veil of rouge. Just tell me why she died so blue. Last time I saw her was on a Ferris wheel. She was in constant motion from her sex appeal. An invitation so hard to refuse. Just tell me why she died so blue. Her pictures played on the silver screen. Every young girl lives in Norma Jean. She pulled that ribbon on a wish come true. Just tell me why she died so blue. Her love it burned till the stars broke through the dark, but no one returned to repair her broken heart. Her reputation was a veil of rouge. Just tell me why she died so blue. Fishnet thighs, painted lips, and her sunset eyes, her open palms, and high-heeled shoes. Just tell me why she died so blue. Just tell me why she died so blue. Did I see you walking by me so slow down the avenue? Did I hear you gently talking about a time I once went with you? From the motion of your figure, I could almost smell your hair. Though there's always hesitation in this feeling. Step of the way, I could never forget you, not before my dying day. Morning, were you sighing sometime before dawn? Did you hurry back to the beginning? Will you remember someone you left behind? I don't know why, I just keep trying. On sighing along the way. Was it early in the morning, or did I just wake up from a dream? Did I hear you gently sighing, or was that me stirring from my dream? Call it, did I think of another lie? I don't know why, I see you walking by me so slow down the avenue. Did I hear you gently talking about a time I once went with you? From the motion of your figure, I could almost smell your hair. Now there's always hesitation, 'cause this feeling won't go away. Though it's so step of the way, I could never forget you.
not before my dying day.
Stovepipe and the old swinging bridge. We also heard three cuts from Carter Castle and a bunch of different bluegrass. This Foggy Mountain special was really good, wasn't it? Pretty neat stuff. Lots and lots and lots of things going on in that last set. You can check it out on the playlist. The playlists are at nwpr.org. That's nwpr.org. Amanda Cully doing the playlist this afternoon. Actually, we're recording it in the afternoon, and we're recording the show for the 23rd of January. It is the 3rd of January, and that's how we're doing this already. So thanks to Amanda. Email me at D's in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. 24/7. We're going to be back for another whole hour of the show. You just hold your horses because we are coming back. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we're coming right back after they do the stuff. So you just hang on because we're coming back.